Stop 11 is next to these two small pine tree saplings.
Now that you're back in the woods, stop and take a sensory impression of this part of the forest. What is the general feel of the habitat? Cold or hot, shady or sunny, exposed to the wind or sheltered from it, noisy and bustling or calm and quiet? There's probably too much shade for you to ascertain your direction by the sun's rays on your face, but you can try if you'd like. You're facing west. The wetlands are on your right, an oak and white pine forested hillside on your left. On windy days, listen for the breeze rustling the leaves and for the creaking of the pines as they sway in the wind. Does the air smell moist, dry, earthy, or fragrant with flowers? Can you smell a sweet, grassy scent? You may be surprised at the scent of fresh-mown grass so far from the field. But if you can't smell it yet, breathe deeply to catch the scent. It belongs to hay-scented fern, one of the woodland ferns that blanket the slope to your left. Bend down and gently feel its feathery lace-cut fronds.
Stop 12 is the footbridge, 72 feet beyond stop 11. Walk along the left edge of the trail and follow the hillside. Just as the hillside ends, you should notice a change in texture underfoot from gravel path to wooden planks. You will be on the footbridge. When you get onto the bridge, find the railing on the left to use as a guide. It is 2.5 feet off the ground and is 36 feet long. It is important to stay to the left at all times because there is no railing on the right side of the bridge. Please be careful to avoid the 2-foot drop into the poison ivy. Remember, walk along the railing on the left. Enter 12 when you are ready.